Thank you for making us the number one radio station inside the 7 o'clock hour. Time check, 7:45. Little bit of our Kenya Vaughn talking about summer. In studio with me, I have Kim Smith, our Bermuda Environmental Sustainability Task Force. And I also have Miles Darrell, Head of Natural Heritage at the Bermuda National Trust. So allow me to say good morning to both of you. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you for joining myself and my listening audience this morning. I know that yesterday you were at, was it yesterday? At
yeah.
Ocean?
Just
okay. So today you're over here. And for those that have not heard about the Conservation Awareness Campaign. What is this campaign all about?
There's so much going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start, Miles?
Really excited to be here, and thank you. Good morning, Bermuda. Well, we have had this awareness campaign going on about the importance of the environment, and mm-hmm. I think at the heart of it, we just want people to be aware that Bermuda's not getting any bigger, mm-hmm. and we're going to run out of green space if we keep doing what we're doing. We've got to change course, and it's going to take some behavioral changes mm-hmm. and some changes in the way that we think about things. But ultimately, I think there's one thing we all agree on. We need our natural heritage. We need our outdoor spaces. We love our open spaces, and they're critical to allowing us to live the lives we want, mm-hmm. to engage in the things that we love, like cricket and cup match and running and Bermuda Day and all those awesome things. So we just want to kind of bring that awareness to people to say, hey, we got to take care of our green space. Mm-hmm. We've got to let it do what it does so that we can have all the things that we love. Mm-hmm. And so it's a campaign to encourage people to think about agricultural spaces, open spaces, how we use them, what we can do to improve them, and all the gains that we get from doing so.
Okay. Now, when you say we're running out of space, to the average person, they're like, they look around Bermuda and they're like, okay, yes, we are a small island. We're going to need housing at some point. What do we do, Miles?
That's right. I mean, everyone knows that we're running out of space, actually,
yes.
because housing is a crisis, and we're going to have to think differently about housing. I think, actually, there still are a lot of houses out there, and mm-hmm. that we need to kind of maybe do some redevelopment or maybe change the way we're doing things. I know that having a lot less hotels on the island is making it difficult to make spaces open because Airbnb is kind of taking over, and there's mm-hmm. all these different options. But all of those things, tourism, ourselves, are going to be bettered by ensuring that there is some green space in place so that we can get the healing we need, a mm-hmm. little reprieve from this urban development that's become the norm here in Bermuda. And ultimately, I think that when we do things different, when we shift our thinking, and when we create a vision for the Bermuda we want to live in and we want our grandkids to live in, we're going to be in a place that's better for all of us.
Okay. Now, with this campaign that both of you have pretty much spearheaded, how do people get involved? What can they do?
Number one, enjoy mm-hmm. and pay attention. The campaign is running over social media, which I think is appealing to the younger generation, mostly, probably, mm-hmm. To really just pay attention and appreciate what Bermuda has. Okay, so we're not as built up as other places. We don't really want to become as mm-hmm. built up as other places. And so we do have to have this consciousness about planning and vision for what we want Bermuda to be. Now, I'm curious, and I want to find the answer to this question, is where does the thinking happen in terms of what Miles was talking about, in terms of let's looking at our housing, mm-hmm. looking at how we develop differently or better or more sensibly or sustainably? Where does that thinking happen? Everybody seems to be very chock-a-block busy with their schedules. I just don't know where that new thinking has an opportunity to germinate and mm-hmm. develop. I would like to propose that we have a government department that's got a name something like Innovation Solutions mm-hmm. or something like that, which is manned by or womaned by people who know how to think about these things, know how to consider things differently. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's going to be another campaign.
But I do know this, though, with regard to that, is that that vision, that future is going to be better if all of us get involved. And I think that's part of the awareness campaign, is letting people know that their thoughts, their feelings, their concerns are important. And it's this community voice that we're trying to channel into a conversation about what do we want? What do we really need? And I think we all want clean air, and we want litter-free parks, and we want to be able to enjoy ourselves. And so I guess what I'm encouraging people to do is to recognize that your voice is important here in Bermuda, and that we need you, and that it's going to be through that voice that we create the change we all want to see.
Absolutely. Now, with changing one's mindset, that's difficult for many.
It is. But, you know, it's about making a change, repeating that change. And on our end, I think for the National Trust, and I think for BEST, it's about modeling good behavior. So we're out there trying to model behavior, give people opportunities to get involved in the change they want to see. And that education and awareness is a part of that. So that's what we've been doing for the last year. And I really want to give a big shout out to Shell Bean, who's done some amazing videos for us to get the community engaged and thinking about, you know, how we look at agricultural land, how we look at open spaces and what we want for them. A big shout out to Eric and Francesca, again, and the team, really making a difference. And a thank you to the Audubon Society. They've been a part of this as well. Sure. So there's so many angles that people can get involved, but it's all simple things, things you can even do at home. And of course, there are times when it's about just calling your MP and saying, hey, this is something I'm concerned about. What are your thoughts? Or can I influence how you're moving things forward? But on the ground, it's as simple as picking up a little litter, or removing an invasive species, or planting some more native and endemic species, or just taking your family and going for a walk down at Spittle Pond. Getting out there and being part of nature is really one of the best ways you can make a difference. And I think that we all know it's arguably indisputable that, you know, we can't separate ourselves from the environment. We're all part of this one thing together.
And I think that helps the mindset. I think that would help the mindset if we can make that connection to the fact that we are part of the environment. I think oftentimes we, people who are wanting to develop things or push for, I don't know, more capitalistic material advancements, that's permitted, or that is advanced by them separating us from, or having us think we're separate from the environment. We're not. We're part of the environment. So if we don't take care of the environment, we're actually neglecting ourselves in the process.
Exactly. So, both, I think Miles stated the campaign has been going on for a while. What are some of the feedback from the community you have received thus far, I guess, with their concerns overall?
I think, you know, I think people are inundated with information, ideas. And so, you know, helping people to slow down, or inviting them to slow down, reach out to us, contact us. We're happy to talk. Come on in, you know. You know, that's a very interesting question. And what has been the response?
I think I've been getting quite a bit of good feedback, generally speaking. Our most recent video about agricultural land is one that I think a lot of people are connecting with. It really resonates in the community. There's a lot of land that's out there not being used to grow food, and food security is a concern here in Bermuda for all of our people. And so I think that's really hitting a note, and people are starting to think, okay, why is it that there's a container on that farmland, or how come they're not using that to produce food? And so if at the very least we start generating these conversations, I think we've had a success.
Okay. And with green spaces, why are green spaces so important?
Well, for mental, I don't know. I think experientially, if you just walk outside, you can feel a difference. It's just a sense of space, a sense of connection to nature. And I think that goes to our mental health. And I think mental health is under real scrutiny at the present time. And there was a, did you interview the lady, Dr. Karen Dyer? She's a psychologist, and she talks about the value of open spaces on mental health. And so there is another Teshel Bean video coming out that, to highlight that, which is good. But yeah, I think that sense of connection again to nature, which is, you know, we need to get away from that fractured sense in ourselves.
I guess I'm always worrying about the environment, but it's of course it's worrying about ourselves and our mm-hmm. own well-being and the benefits that come from caring for green spaces, but it's also just down to having clean air,
mm-hmm.
Cooling this climate. As we're in the middle of this climate crisis, we've really got to consider the fact that it's the environment, it's trees, it's plants that are creating the temperature control that we really need to focus on mm-hmm. right now. And I think on top of that, I mean, we're seeing sea levels rise mm-hmm. and it's going to be through environmental protection that we resolve some of these problems like flooding. And so I think whilst we have to worry about ourselves, our mental well-being, it's also about biodiversity. It's also mm-hmm. about clean air. It's also about the lives we want to lead.
Okay. Yeah. And with more information with regards to the Conservation Awareness Campaign, where can people find more information about this?
All over social media.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not a social media person, but Miles, I'm sure you do.
I do. I mean, I do a little social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of scrolling like everyone else. But, you know, I think you should start with our website,
mm-hmm.
www.bnt.bm. And, mm-hmm. of course, there's
best.org.bm. Funny one.
And so those are good places to start. But I think there's a number of other options. I just think you have to exercise intention.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go out there searching for what you're looking for, which is ways to better Bermuda, ways to better our community. And I think a lot of that starts with the environment.
Okay. Yeah. You know, when we talked about housing earlier, I thought to myself, I said, okay, we only have so many green spaces left. Housing is an issue. So I guess going forward, I did hear the premier, actually I interviewed him a while ago, and he said, you know, we're going to have to look at going up instead of always purchasing land because we only have a little bit of land left.
I think there's some truth in that. I think we're going to have to consider going up. But I think I was listening to what Christopher Famous said as well mm-hmm. with regard to this housing crisis last week. A lot of our land is privately owned. So this is going to be in the hands of private individuals to make a lot of these decisions. And so we need to encourage them
mm-hmm.
to consider this. And I think it's such a mixed bag of where the housing need is
yes.
that I hope wherever we go, we can focus on mixed development mm-hmm. so that we have all the various groups coming together, living in the same spaces and building mm-hmm. out the best Bermuda possible. But in the course of doing that, we need to do whatever's necessary to protect as much of the environment as we can, to reduce those carbon emissions, mm-hmm. to increase that clean air opportunity, to ensure that we can have good mental health as we're moving forward as a country.
Mm-hmm.
So
I had a great discussion yesterday with someone about the derelict buildings around Bermuda. And
really, I was going to ask about that next, but go ahead, Kim.
No, so if we could turn our attention to solutions, and it's complicated in
yes.
most instances of derelict or uninhabited buildings.
Mm-hmm.
It is complicated, but if we can put our minds to looking for a solution, hence this idea of where do we go for solutions for mm-hmm. the process that's required to develop some innovative, modern, sensible, sustainable solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking to create some sort of a department of thinking.
Yes, and you know, when with so many derelict buildings, someone counted one day from, I think it was Hamilton to St. George's, and I think it was over 30 that they counted, and some of these homes have just been sitting here forever.
Yes.
So they didn't know if it was a family issue, the home was left to more than one sibling.
Correct.
But it's just sitting there.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
We came up with a bit of a
common
plan.
And in some cases, there are people living in those derelict houses still.
Mm-hmm. As a result of the need, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we do have to prioritize that. I think it's a great balancing act, really mm-hmm. trying to manage people and the environment. Even though we're all together in this, often there is going to have to be some sacrifice. I don't think it should have to be our people,
mm-hmm.
but I also don't think it should be the environment. I think we got to strike that balance by engaging
yes.
in some dialogue and not waiting for somebody else to do it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, the Conservation Awareness Campaign has been going on since last year. It's all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
How long is this is going to be an ongoing process, correct?
It's ongoing in the mm-hmm. sense that we're not going to stop doing this work.
Mm-hmm.
I think the captain said it yesterday. Kim is a pit bull, and she's not going to give
up
on
this. But that's a good thing.
In a good way.
I should have asked him that.
But the campaign will come to an end. The mm-hmm. intention was for it to be a year-long campaign, so we're kind of winding things up. But that's one door closing while we start getting ready to open another one. So we'll continue to do this work. We encourage you to come and be part of it. There's so many volunteering opportunities. There's so many ways to be part of the solution, whether it's on the ground, actually helping us and our team to better our nature spaces and our open space reserves, or actually coming into the office and being part of one of our committees, or helping to write up management plans, or sitting in on some meetings to put your voice forward to make a difference. So there's so many ways to help. There's so many ways to get involved. I don't think there's any excuses. This is our home. Let's take care of it together.
Absolutely.
Many hands make light work, they say.
Sure. Yes, and neither one of you are going anywhere anytime soon.
I hope not.
All right. Now, Miles said you can also go to the BNT website, bnt.bm. Best has a website. Kim, go ahead.
Best.org.bm, www as well. I did just want to capture the essence of this visual that we brought along today. And it's it shows, you know, an overview of Bermuda from a height. And the caption is, "Today is all of the open space we will ever have. We will never have more. Together, let's protect what we have left." And it's so true, because it's only going to get more developed. And so let's do it sensibly and sustainably, intentionally, and together. And I think that we're going to be very successful if we follow that sort of premise.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, as you stated, have those conversations. I mean, everyone doesn't think alike. Everyone has different ideas and opinions. So collectively, different mindset in the same room, who knows, we might actually come to a common ground.
Yes, I'm sure, and build some bridges in other ways as well in the process.
All right. Well, those that haven't been to any of the websites, go to the websites, take a look. As Miles said, get involved. You can always volunteer. You can reach out. Does any of the websites have a volunteer form where they can just call to say?
Definitely.
Okay.
So right on our website, you can find out about volunteering opportunities, all the various things going on, where you might fit in. And yeah, we do have a little form you can fill out to give us a little insight about yourself and what your interests are, so we can ensure that we match your volunteering interest with the need. And I know that the Similar. Best website has the same, and so does the Audubon Society website. So there's no shortage of opportunity to get involved, and it's really easy.
Wonderful. Well, I'm thankful that both of you stopped by this morning. I've been talking with Miles Darrell and Kim Smith. Kim and Miles, did you want to leave our listening audience with anything else?
Well, a big thank you to everyone in Bermuda. A big shout out to the team at the National Trust, who are probably just getting in the office right now. And thank you to you, Ms. Thing. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and similarly, I just want to encourage people to look around and look around you differently. See what you can see differently. Enjoy it, really, because that's the real value.
We're so blessed here.
We are so blessed. Yeah. We really are. And to just appreciate that and to recognize that we are part of this environment. We cannot be separated from it, and that we need to appreciate that we can do things differently and be just as happy and just as satisfied and just as successful if we work with nature, not in competition with it. So, you know, we should think differently.
All right. That's the premise today. Think differently. I'm pretty sure I'm going to interview both of you again, so you are welcome anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Inside the 8 o'clock hour, guys. At the top of the hour, time check is 8:03. I'll be back with you in just a moment. We are Power 95.